You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I can only imagine the number of my constituents who are unknowingly being poisoned by their gas stove.
Did I remember to turn the stove off?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I've always said that budget, we are negotiating on the budget. I've always been very clear about that. I said that default is not negotiable. He has been very clear. We are not going to negotiate over the debt limit. That is something that Congress should act on.
I am shocked. Well, not that shocked.
Generally, what do Americans think about how President Biden is handling the overall economy?
Ugh, terrible, just terrible.
So his overall approval on the handling of the economy is not great. 34% of Americans approve, 66% disapprove.
They've done studies, 60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
The cheese bread's gone? How dare you? I have a feeling he's making sport of me.
I think Jared took it all.
Alma Gaucha is here today, the Brazilian steakhouse for the VIPs. There better be some cheese bread left. Next thing you're going to be telling me, the potato salad and the sausages are gone. I know it's a steakhouse, but I love the steak, but I love other things as well. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. You want to know why the ratings for the news channels are plummeting? Great, everyone except MSNBC is, I guess, inheriting all of CNN's people. But all they're talking about is these debt ceiling talks. I mean, who's taking this stuff seriously? Come on. 844-500-4242. Remember the white nationalist who rammed the security gate at Lafayette Park near the White House yesterday, and they dragged out a Nazi flag. His name was Sith something or other, or Psy. They said he was a Missouri man, and he was originally charged with threatening to kill, kidnap, or inflict harm on a president, vice president, or family member. Missouri man was also arrested on charges of assault with a dangerous weapon, reckless operation of a motor vehicle, destruction of federal property, and trespassing. This is according to the U.S. Park Police. Now, however, this is puzzling. Inspector Carr is baffled. He faces now a single charge of depredation of property of the United States. That doesn't sound particularly serious. He's gone from threatening to kill the president, an assault with a deadly weapon, reckless operation of a motor vehicle, among other things, to depredation of property in the United States. Oh, he was in court today. Prosecutors told the court that Kandula, that's his name, Sai Vrishith Kandula, is not a United States citizen. Wait, he's not a United States, the charges have been reduced to practically nothing, and he's not a United States citizen? Just yesterday, a little more than 24 hours ago, Andrew McCabe, the former lying acting director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, told us that whoever did this was a white nationalist. Now we're told he's not even a U.S. citizen? Huh. This is baffling. 844-500-4242.
Police baffled. Always were baffled.
That's why I said Inspector Carr. My role as a police, as a member of law enforcement today.
Inspector Carr investigates.
I think the key is he is not a United States citizen. I wonder if he's an illegal alien. That's the you're going to be treated best if you're an illegal alien. If you're a legal alien, you don't get treated quite as well. And the worst treatment of all in U.S. courts is for people who are actually tax-paying, law-abiding, native, natural-born U.S. citizens. 508. How do you know the Nazi flag was planted? I didn't say it was planted. It's odd, though, that they thought that he was trying to kill the president of the United States. He was in a rented van, and they immediately unloaded what was in the rented van after he was making threats against the president of the United States, and they took the flag out and spread it out so that the cameras could see it. And it looked like it was just fresh out of out of its wrapping paper, didn't it? It didn't look like it had been blowing in the wind at some militia headquarters in Michigan or somewhere like that, did it? 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Howie.
Yes.
How would the conversation go between Eric Adams and Joe Biden about what is the plan here going forward for us to not have all these illegal immigrants?
Your phone was breaking up. You know, the thing is, a texter pointed this out. I think we mentioned it yesterday. According to the latest U.S. Census Bureau figures, between 2020 and 2022, New York, I think just the city, lost 443,000 people. 443,000 people. And Eric Adams says it's a burden to take in 200,000 more people. What burden is it? It looks like they still got a lot of excess capacity when it comes to rooming. You know, of course, the thing is, the 443,000 people who left are people who work, people who pay taxes, people who don't use a lot of government services, by and large. The people who are moving in, the 200,000, are expecting to just be taken care of for the rest of their lives. 844-500-4242. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie. I think I know how they're going to get their paid peaceful protesters into the streets over this debt ceiling thing. Isn't that going to be a... They'll threaten that they're going to shut off their EBT cards and their Obama phones. And that'll definitely get them out on the streets, you know, because they got nothing else to do anyway.
Do you think they're dumb enough to believe that, Dave? For one thing, I don't think most people are watching the news anymore. And especially the people who are just living large off of government largesse, off the dole. And they know that they're not going to cut off the welfare cards. They're going to close down the national parks and give a photo op, so no one will be able to see Old Faithful in Yellowstone National Park. Oh. It's that no one's buying that. No one's buying it, Dave. 8445. They didn't somebody say that, one of the Democrat the squad members, was it AOC who said they're going to be out in the street if you do this? Like it's going to be another George Floyd. What are they going to loot? Loot some? There's no need to loot a liquor store anymore. You just go. Jayapal, the woman from Washington State, who I believe was born in India. So, you know, there's no need to loot a liquor store. You can just go in and they get it. You get Bud Light for free, basically, after the rebate. You don't need to do that.
Don't even need to use the QR code there. Yeah.
That's right. It's I don't see the potential for another George Floyd like arson looting spree. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Howie, you know Maine, Lewiston, Maine?
Yes.
And now, you know, Eric Adams is saying it's a burden. We're bursting at the seams, or maybe that was the governor of New York.
Yeah, they're both saying the same thing, basically. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so go back in your memory bank. Remember Lewiston, when I first moved to Maine from Boston, it was a French-Canadian mill town,
right.
Hard-working people. And then Catholic Charity started bringing in Somali immigrants.
Yes.
Yeah, and remember the mayor basically politely told the elders of the Somali community in Lewiston to write letters saying there's no room, We can't support you. And Jesse Jackson went nuts. And the media, they had protests in Lewiston, and the mayor got thrown out of office. What's the difference? They're saying the same thing in New York. And here's Lewiston.
They're saying the same thing in Chicago. They keep coming up with new plans in Chicago, and everybody on the South Side, which is turned predominantly black over the last few decades, they're saying we can't take anymore. We don't want to give up. They want to put them in these empty high schools or the high school gyms, and nobody wants them in the neighborhood. They don't know who they're getting. I mean, the crimes that are being committed are atrocious. Not all of them are criminals, obviously. Some of them want to work, but it's just who needs, in the midst of an economic downturn, which we're in. I think everybody can agree the commercial real estate is crashing, inflation is out of control. And the Democrats don't know what the hell they're doing. Gas prices are going up again. Why do we need to take in all these indigents who don't, in many cases, don't speak English or have diseases, have absolutely no skills? 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. You've been waiting for it, and now it's here. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer is on. I'm taking advantage of the BOGO offer to help with the allergy season and pet smells, especially now that my new pug Roscoe is here. Pollen and pet odors are no match for the thunderstorm. Caroline Levitt put one in her basement, and the next day the damp, musty smell was gone. She called the mailroom manager to say, wow, that thunderstorm really works. Nauset Beach Inn has one in every room. A guest commented to owner Dave Hinchy that she loved it so much during her last stay that she bought multiple units. This lady has three dogs. Don't wait any longer, and if you are already a happy customer, take advantage of this great deal that doesn't come along very often. Many friends still ask me, does it really work as well as you say it does? The answer is yes. For allergies, pet smells, musty basements, or tobacco odors, you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. It is small enough to hold in your hand and doesn't take up any floor space, yet it's as powerful as any of these bulky floor units. Take advantage of the BOGO offer that ends this Sunday. Get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier today at EdenPureDeals.com with code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
He's very popular. The Sportos, Motorheads, Geeks, Bloods, Wastoids, Dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
He's Howie Carr.
You just shot an unarmed man.
Well, he should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is sponsored by Monetary Gold. The future looks bleak in Joe Biden's America. Our personal data is in grave danger with the real threat of electronic money. It's time to protect your assets with Monetary Gold, the longest standing inflation hedge. Gold holds its value. Learn how to protect your retirement from runaway inflation with gold and silver. Call now with Monetary Gold. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarrShow.com, is, should Dianne Feinstein resign?
No, she should not. Hang in there, DiFi.
66% say she should resign.
Okay. Well, it's coming down from 75 to 66%. Think it through. Think of all the people who've demanded that she resign. Are you on their side? Or are you on the side that wants to stop all these woke, nitwit, DNC-endorsed judges from being approved and confirmed to the federal bench? I think you know where you stand. 844-500-4242. Gavin Newsom, of course, wants to run for president once Brandon is institutionalized, even further than he's institutionalized now. Gavin Newsom has just sent out a tweet blasting the CEO of Target for selling out the LGBTQ plus community by moving all the tuck swimsuits to the back of the store. Can you believe this? Newsom accused Target of participating in a quote-unquote systematic attack on LGBTQ communities across the country after the retail chain rolled back the sale of some Pride products this week. Selling out the LGBTQ plus community to extremists, he said. Target confirmed it has moved its Pride collection stations further back into the store at some locations, in addition to removing some products designed by a Satanist fashion group. British Satanist group. This isn't just a couple of stores in the South, Newsom thundered. There is a systematic attack on the gay community happening across the country. Because they don't have female swimsuits with tuck-in features in the front of the store. That is a systematic attack on the gay community. Wake up, America! The Democrat governor added, Governor Brill Cream, as he's known. You're next! You're next. Are you kidding? Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, Howie. You were just talking about the shutting down the national parks, and it's all just a big show. But up here in Vermont, we have there's a national wildlife refuge which has a fishing access ramp, concrete ramp that goes into a river. That's it. And last time the government shut down, they stretched a chain across the entrance to it, so you couldn't use it. It's unmanned. It's a boat ramp.
It's like when they demand common sense gun legislation. It's always coming down on legal authorized gun owners, never on illegal alien gangbangers. Remember when Obama shut? They had a government shutdown one time, and they put chains across the all of the monuments, so like the old World War II veterans, 90-year-olds couldn't go to the ceremonies commemorating their service. It's the same thing everywhere, Chris, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. I wish they would shut down more often, just shut down the things that matter, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I wish they would shut down? I wish they would shut down the FISA courts where they're going to get secret warrants. I got to read you a story about these FISA courts. Why don't we shut them down? Why don't we shut down the FBI building for a while? Or at least we shut down the operations where they're going after, people who go to school board meetings to complain about CRT instructions going on. Why don't we shut down the CIA trying to set up Trump supporters in foreign countries and then claiming that they're taking payoffs from Israelis or Romanians? Why don't we shut down all the people at the Justice Department who ordered the IRS to stop investigating Hunter Biden and his non-payment of income taxes? Why don't we shut down the hiring of the 87,000 new IRS agents who are going to go after Venmo accounts of babysitters and hairdressers? I wouldn't mind shutting those things down, would you? I wouldn't notice anything. 844-500-4242. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Quickly, Kevin.
Good day, sir.
Hi.
I just want to let you know I've already prepped my cheesy bread for the evening.
Stop it.
But more importantly, I've got a 14-year-old stepdaughter. And I asked her about, have you ever learned about the three judicial branches of the government? And she said, what do you mean? I said, what do you mean? I don't know. So I had to send her out yesterday to literally do some homework on something that should have been taught in the school.
Kevin, why would your stepdaughter know when AOC, remember when she talked about the four branches of government? Executive, judicial, House and Senate. She thought the House and the Senate were two separate branches. Thanks for the call, Kevin. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I don't mean to be a broken record on the subject of FISA abuses in the deep state and what they did to Donald Trump at the Durham report, but there's just, it's just so overwhelmingly bad what they're doing. And last Friday, you know, in the it was a classic bad news dump. They unsealed a court document. It's over a year old, and it's from the FISA courts, and it reveals that the FBI conducted thousands of improper searches on American citizens under Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. That's FISA. And this is 702 powers are supposed to be used to spy on the electronic communications of, here's the key for words, foreign nationals overseas, but can incidentally include communications with Americans. Do you know how many incidental communications there were, warrantless searches of U.S. citizens? 278,000. 278,000. This was this ruling was issued in April of 2022. We are now at the end of May in 2023, and they just got around to releasing it on a Friday afternoon. The searches must reasonably be aimed at a gathering of foreign intelligence or evidence of a crime. But just for an example, more than 19,000 donors to a failed but unnamed congressional campaign were searched without sufficient cause. I wonder if it was a Republican or a Democrat campaign. And, you know, and something tells me that 20, 30 years ago, we would already know that, you know, which campaign this was. But none of the Democrats, the Democrat operatives with press passes are interested in knowing whose campaign they investigated, because obviously it's a Republican campaign. I mean, I would bet anything. There's no such thing as a sure bet, right? But if there ever was a sure bet, it's that it was a Republican campaign that they surveilled. FISA courts were designed to prevent, this is the Wall Street Journal, were designed to prevent abuses by giving judges a say in the collection of foreign intelligence. But as we have learned, that didn't stop the FBI from lying on its FISA application to spy on former Trump aide Carter Page. He warned Judge Contreras, who issued the report, Rudolph Contreras, warned that if the problems continue, the court would have to consider other responses. How about this possibility, says the Wall Street Journal, abolish the FISA court. Congress created FISA in the late 1970s in response to the government's wiretap abuse. We saw it in Boston, the so-called gypsy wires on all the mob guys in Charlestown, among other places, and in Providence and in the North End, everywhere. Jerry Angiulo had a couple of gypsy wires on him. Everybody did. At the time that it was created to stop the wiretap abuse, people like Robert Bork warned that it was a bad idea. Remember Robert Bork? He's the one Ted Kennedy deep-sixed for the Supreme Court. He wrote on these pages, the Wall Street Journal, that the real effect of introducing judges into foreign intelligence decisions and executive function would have the effect of immunizing everyone for responsibility for their actions. That's exactly what happened. So the FBI goes in and lies to the FISA court and gets these basically illegal warrants to surveil innocent civilians, American citizens, under a warrant from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. And then when they get busted on it, they say, well, the judge approved it. The judge didn't ask us any questions. And by the way, it's what's called an ex parte proceeding, which means the Carter Page or whoever's getting surveilled doesn't have any status in the court. It's a secret court. So there is no Sixth Amendment protection to confront your accusers. How's that working? How's this FISA court thing working out? How about those 19,000 donors? Do you think they were treated constitutionally? Well, that's exactly what's happened, immunizing everyone. Without FISA courts, FBI agents and supervisors couldn't use the court's oversight as a political shield. They'd have to answer for their actions to the voters and to Congress, which could still do oversight. So, of course, the Democrats want to reauthorize Section 702 so they can continue surveilling American citizens with, in secret. They're saying it's a vital intelligence tool in defending against foreign threats such as terrorism, but abuse is diluting public and political support for 702. I remember when the Patriot Act was passed, which, it enhanced all these proceedings. And people, the leftists were the ones who said, this is a problem. It's going to be used to create a police state. Now the leftists are all in on this. They want all this stuff to continue because they've grabbed the levers of power, and they don't think it could ever be turned on them. Maybe the way things are in the U.S. now, it's not going to be turned on them eventually, but sooner or later, the left will turn on each other. And if one person's rights are forfeit, everybody's are. That's one of the ways that the founding fathers were geniuses. They understood that. That's why you have to protect everybody's civil rights, not just Democrats, not just illegal aliens. You think if an American citizen had crashed that rental van into Lafayette Park yesterday, they would have dropped all the charges down to depredation of federal property? But the guy's not a U.S. citizen, so. Has anyone ever seen that guy? What's his name? Scythe Kandula? Has anyone ever seen Scythe Kandula and Ray Epps in the same room? 844-500-4242. Dr. Luke, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dr. Luke.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
So, hey, this is a big deal. This is a really big deal. I mean, how do we get the police to be policed?
Yeah.
This is a question
going back to ancient Rome, Juvenal. Who will guard the guards themselves?
Right now, like you said, the left has all the power.
Yeah.
And they are unfortunately corrupt, and they're using it against innocent people. And, our corruption goes all the way to the White House, and it's proven. Shame on these people.
Yeah.
Shame on them. They're destroying...
I know. And another thing that's, it's getting a little news on the conservative websites, but certainly not in mainstream media, deep state run media. How about the fact that the IRS ended this probe? It's been going on for 5 years on Hunter Biden. The IRS, they went after Matt Taibbi as soon as he started doing the Twitter files, but they haven't done anything with Hunter Biden, who had to pay back millions of dollars in unpaid taxes. And now that after 5 years, they just ended the investigation. So the reporters went to the commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service. They said, why did you end this investigation into Hunter Biden? And he said, we didn't do it. The DOJ did it. Wait a second. I thought the IRS was part of the Treasury Department. How does the Attorney General just come in and just automatically, instantly, abruptly end an investigation into the corrupt, crackhead, alcoholic, bagman son of the President of the United States? 844-500-4242. 203, Fox News on your Connecticut affiliate just had a great clip of a woman in the New York City administration saying the city could not take care of everyone who crosses the border. They think these 1,000 people a week or 1,000 people a day, that you think that's all that's crossing in? Why don't they send somebody down to El Paso or Brownsville, Texas, and ask them how they're doing down there? 844-500-4242. Baxter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Baxter.
Hey, good afternoon, Captain.
Hi.
Hey, there was a big push to rename all the Army bases in the south with right. had Confederate names.
Right, Fort Hood, Fort Bragg, all those places, yeah.
So, actually, something that the wokes did really turned out good, because last Thursday, Benning, Fort Benning was did you hear about the name change in Fort Benning?
Is this a joke, Baxter, you're giving me? I'm warning people if it's a joke. What'd they change the name
not
to?
A joke. No, this is serious, Howie. No, they changed the base to after General Hal Moore and his wife Julia. Hal Moore was the Army general in the Vietnam War, the Lorraine Valley in '65. He wrote the book "We Were Soldiers Once and We Were Young," and then.
Yeah,
he was the advisor to Mel Brooks. I mean, not Mel Brooks, right? Mel Gibson for the movie "We Were Soldiers." And no, this is serious, Howie. This is the truth. The movie "We Were Soldiers" with Mel Gibson. And
no, I was thinking of Mel Brooks. Base, that's what was making me laugh. I was thinking of Blazing Saddles. We've got to protect our phony baloney jobs. One of the great movie lines of all time.
Yeah, I didn't get a harumph out of him. No, his wife, Julia, she actually, the base is named after him and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Julia was instrumental in changing the way the military notified Gold Star families. So that was a good thing, you know.
They've renamed Fort Bragg. It was named after a Confederate general, but they've renamed it Fort Bragg. Now it's named after Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan district attorney elected by George Soros, who's now indicted Donald Trump. So, you know, you can do workarounds on all these renamings, you know. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
If you're looking for a woke male role model, well, you've got the wrong guy.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
844-500-4242. 201 says, are the FISA court judges PO'd that they were lied to, or are they in on it? That's the question, isn't it? I think by asking at 201, you've come to the same conclusion I have, which they're in on it. You know, I mean, the FISA courts are supervised, theoretically anyway, by John Roberts, the Chief Justice. And, you know, he's been a little squishy over the years. He saved Obamacare, and it's almost like they have something on him. You know, that's the theory. But I don't think they care. I don't think they care. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick. They're in on it. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, Howie. I never realized what a bum Durham was when I saw how he put his input on the mighty Kevin Kleinsmith, you know, the
yes.
guy that kicked off the Carter Page thing. He altered a FBI, a CIA document. Well, what happened there was his input was he's kind of suffered enough. This was in August of 2019 when he pled guilty. Well, that bum didn't get sentenced until after the election, 2020.
Yeah.
He got sentenced by a judge that Obama put in FISA, right, who, you just mentioned Roberts, properly made him the head of the FISA court, and he whitewashed him.
Was that guy's name Boberg?
Yeah, Boberg, and there was an Italian guy, too, before him, I think, did the sentencing, yeah. So what I'm saying is the problem is, This FISA court has to go.
I agree. I can't imagine any Republican voting to continue this thing. And you know what? And you know what the Democrats would say? It's like when when they talk about getting rid of the FBI. These Republicans claim to be law and order, and they attack us for defund the police, but they want to abolish the FBI. What the hell? The FBI is the secret police of the Democrat Party. And, you know, these FISA court, you know, this guy, Kevin Kleinsmith, this is the guy, the lawyer who, as Nick said, is he altered the document. The CIA sent over an email, said, you know, Carter Page works for us when we brought down a Russian spy operation. And he put in the word not. Carter Page does not work for us. And this is the guy who tweeted out, vive la resistance. So he's part of the resistance. And part of the resistance is altering evidence, obstructing. They call that obstruction of justice. And he didn't get any jail time. And he still got his ticket, his license to practice law. Death, where is thy sting? For Kevin Kleinsmith. Thanks for the call, Nick. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, Howie. 201 kind of stole my thunder in that the FISA court, those judges, there must be something there. I'd lean on them. If they're signing all these warrants to go with it, what the heck are they doing?
Well, you know, they're saying they were lied to. But the thing is, I mean, if you're lied to, and because you're being lied to by cops, you're violating someone's constitutional rights, don't you think you'd be pretty angry, David, if you were a judge?
Absolutely, but the thing is, how many times have they lied to? I can see one or two warrants, but you mentioned thousands.
Right.
These guys must be idiots.
What about all
thousands of times.
They renewed the warrant. They got a one warrant on Carter Page. That's the original guy they were going after. And they Kleinsmith lied about it. And then they renewed it three times. So they got four warrants. And it's been in, not, I don't know if it's in the Durham report, but it's in the Inspector General's report. By the time they got the first renewal, the second warrant, they knew it was all BS. They knew everything in the Steele dossier was nonsense. They knew it was put together by Hillary Clinton's with Hillary Clinton's money, with an illegal alien Russian suspected spy drunk driver, and at a drunk driver who was on the Kremlin and Clinton payrolls who went to UMass, and it was also a drunk driver from Essex County. You know, these are the people who put it together. And when the Mueller the honest FBI agents on the Mueller investigation wanted to investigate Dolan, they said, "Oh, shut it down. What, can we investigate the Russian spy? No, the FBI's got him on the payroll. Sources and methods. I mean, this really makes Watergate look like a footnote in history, and they don't want to talk about it. They gave themselves Pulitzer Prizes. They have the same feeling. The media and the deep state has the same feeling about it as Harry Reid lying about Mitt Romney's taxes. Senator Reid, you lied about Mitt Romney not paying his taxes. And he laughs and he says, but he didn't win, did he? The ends justify the means. You were told in school the ends don't justify the means. Now they do, because the Democrats are in command. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.